Oh.
I'm just hanging with the boys.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
You! What's better than this? Guys being drunk.
Drop the bitch.
Come get your teacher on down.
Guys being.
Transition. Fade us in. Fade out the music. Nice. There you go, man.
Yo, I like your finger skill, dog.
Yes.
You should see what else they can do.
But
chop.
Can I film it?
Yeah. I could flip a pancake.
Flip.
Nah, oh, do you have a seasoned hand? Do you have a seasoned hand? Like, can you flip a pupusa?
Oh.
With like your hand,
bare hand.
Oh yeah. Like take like the
that's what a seasoned hand
on
yeah,
the hand.
Just
and
just grab it with like your palm or your fingertips.
Yeah, just grab it and go.
Yeah, feel nothing.
A little bit. Yeah, usually just whoop wipe out the hot oil off your fingers.
Nah, bro.
Nah,
the
I
real
don't
ones let
shit
it
shit.
Sit
I'm not,
there, just blister.
I'm
yeah,
slightly,
just staring there for a while.
Slightly seasoned.
You know, like McDonald's, how they have like that deep oil shit. Like real ones, just stick your hand in it.
I'm not putting my fucking hand in a deep fryer
just for some fries, man.
That's disgusting. No,
you're can't. Not real, dog.
Fresh fries.
That's fine, dude. I'm totally okay with that.
You a fake bitch, dog.
No, I'm not. I'm not fake. I kept it real, bro. I told you I'm not doing it.
Peer pressure.
If I was fake, I'd be like, yeah, check it out. I could totally do that. Easy,
and then
light
pussy
work.
Out. Yeah.
Think about getting a perm.
Oh, that'd be cool. Man.
I think you said that a while back. I've been waiting for you to do it.
Yeah, but now I've revisited it. Now.
What happened to your mullet?
Never had a mullet.
You had a mullet, dude.
Yeah.
Never had a mullet.
No, yeah. You don't remember we were saying you had a mullet, and we went back and forth.
Yeah.
I do remember, and yeah. I was still mad. I said the same exact thing. I don't have a mullet.
Did you ever see him with his mullet, bro?
I never had a mullet.
He's had a mullet.
No. I've never had a mullet.
It wasn't a traditional mullet. He's just long in the...
It was low-key
it was
mullet.
It was so fucking long on top. Like, that shit went down to my chin. So then when I slicked it back...
Was I around for that?
I don't know, man.
Damn, bro, you weren't around when we needed you most.
Nah, because when COVID came around, bro, I was in.
I'll Maryland. Be around.
Oh, you were MIA?
Yeah.
That's well, he's fair. From Maryland, so.
Yeah.
It's like right down the street, though.
No, it's
right
not,
down the street.
No.
He lives like an hour away.
Okay, I don't know what part of Maryland he's from, bro.
Jessup? Was it Moco?
Yeah, Jessup.
Jessup?
I'm originally from Silver Spring.
Oh, word. Yeah. Okay.
Could it be I'm falling in
dude, you know what I thought about? We have not done any segments in like 10, 15
I know.
Episodes.
I thought you guys discontinued that on purpose. I was like, listening.
No, we
like,
just stopped doing it.
Just, it wasn't like a conscious, like, hey, we're going to stop doing this.
Yeah, we just kind of like then bring it up ever again.
Yeah.
Word.
My dude of the week is, yes, and my whoa there guy is this $8 fucking... concoction drink from Starbucks.
Starbies.
Dude, fuck the girlies on TikTok for this one, man. They led me down a path and led me astray.
They should have just put sugar
dude,
water.
You should have gotten something cooler. You know, like they had the secret menu where you can make shit.
This is a secret menu item.
They had recipes. Nah, man. I mean, like a cool one, like the Twix one.
Yeah, no, not this fucking Nesquik
Twix
sugar
one?
Drink.
Yeah,
they got
like,
a Twix joint?
It's like caramel and like mocha and stuff like that. So it's like caramel chocolate. Yeah.
That's dope.
It's expensive as fuck. I think my drink almost came out to like $12.
Yeah, no, fuck that shit, brother.
For how much volume, bro?
Like that.
Well, what ounce is that,
a
though?
Venti,
a large.
Large.
Is that a large?
Oh
yeah, I definitely don't 20. Buy into the Starbucks.
Huh?
I don't buy into the Starbucks name enclosure, whatever it's called.
You're not going to Starbucks for coffee. You're going there for dessert.
No, but I'm like, can I get a large instead of saying venti or a tall?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah,
let me get a large.
I'm not I just saying. Go, hey, what's your medium size? And they're like, whatever. I'm like, yeah, can I get that one then?
Let me get a tall.
Because they're like, that's not a size here. I'm like, bro, I don't know. I don't go here. So do you fucking want my money or not?
Right.
I go caring on them, though.
I just always get corrected. So I'm just like, all right.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me give you a tip.
You think you're better than me?
Yeah,
you show up to the Starbucks.
Yo, you think you're better than me? Yeah, dude. So that's my whoa there, guys. This fucking $8.
Yeah, I remember growing up, and I was like, yeah, I like Starbucks. But then now I'm just like, fuck, that's a
fuck
lot.
Starbucks.
It's a lot of sugar.
It is a lot of sugar, man. And sugar makes me thirsty.
As I drink like a soda every
day.
Bro,
I don't like coffee. That's the thing.
Coffee's awesome.
You don't fuck with Vietnamese coffee?
Dude, that's the best.
I used to. I mean, I still do. It's here and there. You know what I'm saying? I gotta be in the mood for it.
Oh, what the fuck?
But like that coffee shit that you showed me at Costco.
Oh, the fucking mocha freeze? Dude, that shit's that's because it's basically a Starbucks drink.
Oh, dude, yeah. The mocha freeze at the,
it's just sugar.
A nice little treat.
Coffee syrup.
Dude. Yeah. That shit bang.
Yeah, because it's sweet as fuck.
Sugar. The kombucha, mushroom, pink. You know, System of a Down.
Ooh, my toes feel weird.
Mm-mm. What?
My toes.
Whip them out. Whip the dogs out. Boy. Let's see them.
Hey, yo, bro. Find me on Feet Finder.
Folks, go to Fabrizio's Foot Finder and pay for some pigs.
Give me some money, dog.
Because it's hot out here for a pimp.
I'll give you affection and attention if you give me some fucking money.
So how does that... Do you just pay for pics?
Yes.
Or is it like a subscription? You pay to subscribe.
Wait, you're selling your pics or you're buying?
No, what the fuck? I'm not going to buy pics, dog.
Oh, so you're selling?
Yeah, I'm trying to sell. Wait. I'm a dealer now for feet pics.
You dead ass.
Yeah, I'm trying to do it, yeah. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to do it.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo, bro, you need your money. Get your money.
Nah.
Whip a fucking foot out and show everybody. We'll let you know if it's like, you know, I might buy one.
You should,
Hold up, dog. No, I'm not going to do that because then I'm not going to be able to put my feet in front of you like that. I'll feel exposed.
You should do like some, like,
what?
Yo, some avant-garde. Some avant-garde, like, foot picks, like, stick your feet in applesauce and be like, you're not getting this anywhere else, you know?
The first time you're seeing a foot dipped in applesauce. Yeah. Hey, just keep going down the list. Like, you ever seen a foot dipped in chili oil?
You ain't never seen a foot dipped in Brunswick stew.
Yeah, you've never seen a foot dipped in 15.
So I had that on my Snap story, and my friend's like, bro, you could definitely sell that. I was like, I was just taking like a bath.
Your toes are very short.
I thought about
thank you.
I saw that. Thank you,
dude.
I don't know. Is that a compliment, dog?
Would you guys rather have really short toes or really long toes?
Ooh.
Long toes.
Long toes. I don't know. Because I got a cousin. He's a dude. He's got fucking grippers, dude.
Got some. Yeah.
Like, yeah. His toes look like fingers.
Timmy long toes.
Dude, my shit's
oh,
long,
hey,
bro.
It's Timmy Long.
I feel like
toes.
As long as I'm stable, like, is it if I have longer toes, am I more stable? Or, like, can I run faster?
Yeah, bro. That's the extra gorilla crap.
Maybe that's what I was thinking. No, deadass. I was like, what's the advantage versus disadvantage?
Maybe on the beach.
Okay.
Running in sand.
Yeah, running in sand.
But I want to run in sand in slow-mo, like not Old Bay.
Old Bay?
But you can't.
Hell yeah.
You got your
Danny Ocean. Yeah, Danny Ocean. Old Bay. Cribs.
You won't be able to run slow-mo on the beach because you got your grippas. You got your foot shovels.
What if your toes are so long you sound like if a frog was running? Just that flap, 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 flap.
Oh,
yo,
what the fuck? The flappers from like scuba divers and all that?
Yeah. That's what you sound like when you walk barefoot.
So instead of holding hands, you like hold feet?
Ew.
I know a thing or two about doing that.
Your toes are so long, you could do that thing with your fingers on the table like...
Oh, you do that?
Yo, that's grody.
Hey, someone would pay for that.
Yo, watch. Because he starts selling his feet pics, he's only going to keep them covered up. He's like, dude, you guys want to see? You got to pay for it, bro.
Yeah,
slide me $2. Yo, he's going to start charging.
This is Spawn Con.
Hey, I'm going to be at the beach and be like, don't look at these feet.
Just burying your feet in the sand like, nope, Spawn Con, brother.
Watch, he's gonna go on that beach trip with us later. He'd be like, all right, everybody shell out $1 to me for me to take off my shoes. Like, yeah,
you're just strictly socks and flip-flops because you can't show the goods.
Hey, man, thinking, not
oh
going to be
God.
Crocs.
Dude.
Socks and Crocs. Or socks and stocks is my... That shit bangs.
Bro, so Rich and I went to Virginia Beach like last week for July 4th. Or earlier this week for July 4th.
Yeah,
and
Danny Ocean.
And bro, we saw this dude fucking pull up to the beach fucking full regalia, bro. He had the Jordans with the long socks, a hoodie.
Jorts.
Yeah, he had the jorts.
Jorts?
Dude, like I
like the long jorts, like back when we were kids, or yeah, like, the short jorts now.
Like, he had like maybe 2 or 3 inches of skin exposed.
Oh, he was like foo.
Yeah, he was fooed up.
All right.
Yeah. All right, yeah. He's straight up fooed up, but with Jordans.
Dang.
Interesting.
Yeah. Instead of the Cortez.
Yo, man, we were walking around, dude. We kept seeing people wearing, like, hoodies and shit. I'm like, bro.
What are we missing out on?
It's fucking, like, 88, 90 degrees outside.
Hell yeah.
Bro, fashion over everything. No. Fashion over comfort.
No, that, man. That. Bucket hat, t-shirt, long, like, joggers, and then, like, I don't know.
Bro, I couldn't do that because my ass would be sweating, like, you know, swamp ass?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You would see that shit all over my booty.
Maybe that's the goal. He likes the sweat to, like, lube his ass cheeks so they, like...
Yo.
Starts a fire.
They like squeak when they, you know, like, nah, wink, 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 wink. Yeah.
Like the boots in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hey.
Can you hit that nut button real quick for me?
Panic. I don't know what I'm doing. What the fuck?
Oh. There we go.
There you go. Thanks. Delayed nut, y'all.
That must be nice.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect kill. Killtastic.
What is that from?
Halo.
Halo. Oh.
Kilgore.
Yeah. Killianair.
Killianair. There we go. Mount Kilimanjaro.
Double kill. Triple kill.
Quad kill.
Dude, do you think I could be a voice actor?
Yeah, I think so.
Yo, right. I was thinking about that for the longest, you know?
Yeah, but then I don't have any range. I've just got my this voice.
Hey, dude, it works for the Allstate guy.
Yeah. You could do the spicy voice, the spicy TikToks. They get paid for it.
What's that? Like you read smut?
Yeah.
Nice.
Bro, just get money. Chase the bag forever.
Yeah, we should do audio porn, bro.
Hey, yo, disregard.
ASMR?
Disregard romance. Acquire financial stability.
Can't I have both?
Yeah, can I have both?
I'm
about to have both in a week, brother.
I mean, why not both? You know what I mean?
Why not both?
Why settle for one?
As my friend Jess would say, ¿por qué no los dos? That's why not both. That's why not both in Spanish.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't speak German.
Why not? Why? Oh, I don't know what why not is in German. Oh, well, sorry.
I think you speak French, bro.
Parlez-vous français? De?
Oui, oui.
Je m'appelle Donovan.
Je m'appelle Jean Bon.
Oh, sorry. No. My French name in French class was Philippe.
Philippe. Je m'appelle Philippe.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Or Xavier.
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 Yeah. Oh, yeah. They Xavier? Don't say,
yeah.
They don't say X's. It's Javier.
No, that's Spanish.
Yeah. Sorry, I went Spanish mode, not French.
You could also say...
Say what?
Sorry. Don't fucking pause. What the fuck? Pause for effect. Just wait for the punchline.
My brain farted.
Brain straight up shit itself.
Oh no, I farted. Oh no, I shit. My man's straight up just deer in a headlights.
Bruh.
Oh, dude. Did my house smell like pho when you walked in?
Nah.
Okay.
Is that good or bad?
It's soup.
Bad because I'm cooking it right now.
Oh, yeah. No, I like walking into a house that smells like food. I just hate wearing it on my clothes.
Yo, for real. I cooked up some chicken Gaston Guillard the other day.
Okay.
And I smelled like cheese and cooked chicken.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like walking into it because I'm like, it smells like home. But then on my clothes, I'm like, it smells like I need to wash you.
This shit smells like ass.
No, bro, ass smells good.
Do you guys do that thing?
Yeah.
Like fucking, do you guys pull like a Hollister where you like spray the clothes with cologne?
No, you uncultured fuck.
I'm not saying I do that. I'm just saying like
he's
do
just
you
asking.
Guys do that? Yeah.
No. Oh no, I don't.
Why did I get a fucking attack? I just asked a question. God damn.
Dude, have you seen a Hollister recently? Totally changed.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's not like a dark, scary nightclub anymore. It's what the it's fuck? Well lit.
Dark, scary nightclub.
Yeah,
it was. It used to be like yeah. super dark, and you'd be like, I can't tell if I like the shirt or not.
Yeah, like, you'd be like date raped at Hollister.
Yeah, dead ass. I'd be like, girls come in here and they feel comfortable. Like, yeah. I don't feel comfortable, and I'm Hispanic, dude.
Yeah. It's like, it was Hot Topic for white people.
Yeah.
Without the sex toys in the back.
Hot yeah. Topic is also for white people.
It's true. Like for the preppy white people instead yeah. of like the dark people.
But cut no. my life into pieces. I hate my fucking mom.
So wait, Donovan, how do you apply cologne? Like, how do you apply cologne?
Not to
so
my
usually,
clothes.
So like usually, you know, if I'm going out somewhere,
yeah,
I'll shower, do my thing, and then once I'm like all dried up,
yeah,
I'll spray it on my chest,
yeah,
and then put my clothes on.
Wait, so you shower?
Yes.
Who wipes?
I spray my wrist, and then I rub some on my neck from my wrist, and then my chest or shoulders, and then like my like V line.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, that must be nice having girls going in that general direction.
He's got the cum gutters, dude.
Or I put it behind my ear, or like you know,
behind the ear. He said, "Mine behind my ear."
Yeah. I put mine on my chest and my wrist.
Like, if anyone goes in for like the dap of you. Yeah. Mm, nice.
No, it's true. It's
real. No.
Oh my god! What was that Adventure Time episode where like the snail? He's like, "Damn, girl, you smell like cupcakes. Do you shower? Do you remember that?" He's like, "You smell good. Do you shower? I remember that scene. Yeah. No. Sometimes I'll like do the thing where I'll like spray like 4 or 5 times in the air and then walk through it.
Yeah. Naked.
No, I'll mist it onto my clothes.
Oh, onto your clothes.
Yeah, so like, I'll be dressed and be like, oh, fuck, I forgot to put on cologne. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I'll spray it in the air and then walk through it.
Yeah.
I normally try to just go, like, cologne on skin as much as possible.
That's what I'm pretty sure that's what you're supposed to do. But
it's but I heard you're not. I heard you're not supposed to rub it.
Oh, really? Why not?
I don't know. I just
heard it probably...
something to do with the chemical makeup.
Yeah, so the science behind cologne is that smell you're smelling is the chemicals burning off, right? Mm-hmm. And it has such
like evaporating.
Yeah, it's evaporating from your body heat. That's the science from it. Mm. So I got to imagine if you're rubbing it, that's friction causing you really just to burn off
the whole entire joint.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I just a little bit, not like I'm not trying to start a fire with his wrist, dog.
I think so. What the thing is, though, you're not. If you spray it on your wrist, you can dab it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I usually do on my chest. Yeah,
yeah. You can dab it, but you're not supposed to like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't sit there like applying lotion.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not wrist on wrist action.
Got you.
You know, some people do that.
What?
Put lotion in the cologne and then they're like.
Oh, smart. Oh, yeah. I've heard that. Uh huh.
Yeah.
I thought you weren't supposed to do that.
No, you can do that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You can make some lotion smell nice.
Well, you can, but should you? You know what I mean? That's the real question.
Yeah, because I'm like, is that going to clog your pores?
Just use. I mean, like, because, like, even though lotion, they say it's unscented, it's still got a fucking scent.
Unless you use cocoa butter. It smells like chocolate. Butter? Bobo butter.
Yeah. That's that Coco Chanel blue.
Coco Chanel? Bobo Bobo Benel?
Yeah. Shout out Dom putting me on Ultramel.
Yeah, can Bloods wear Chanel?
Yo, so Rich and I just copped a new bottle of cologne the other day.
Yeah.
We're at the outlet over in Virginia Beach.
Major steal.
Yeah, we got an Ultramel. I'll let you guys sample it later. It smells good. It's like really fresh. It's light.
Fresh.
Can I smell you?
I'm not wearing it.
I just want to smell you, dog.
That's fine. I'm wearing, right now I'm wearing,
I just remembered something.
I'm wearing Polo Black.
Yeah.
Ralph Lauren Black. Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
Wait, say Ralph Lauren one time.
Ralph Lauren.
Put a little French twirl
Ralph
on it.
Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, that's what I like to do. People are like, what? I'm like, Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren.
Oui, oui, mon ami.
Oui, oui.
Oh, baguette.
Baguette. Tidy croissant.
Do you think Europe's going to cancel us?
I don't care. I don't care what the French think. I was at work one time. Shocking. And
keep going.
This one time at work.
This one time at Bandcamp.
One of my coworkers who doesn't work there anymore, he always smelled good, right? Always had some nice spray smell on him.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I asked him, like, bro, what are you wearing? And he looks at me, he looks down, he's like, a t-shirt? I'm like, no, dude, you're fucking cologne.
He's like, the fuck?
He's like, a t-shirt? I'm like, yes, I can see that.
That had the khakis. That was the vibe right there. Well, she sounds hideous.
Well, he's a guy, so. I just remember being like, no, bro, you're cologne. And then he was wearing some type of polo, either like polo blue or polo green.
Yeah, polo blue.
Dude. Wait, have you ever seen that golden polo bottle?
No.
There's a golden one?
Yeah, bro, I don't like it. It smells like Duke.
Interesting.
Bro, y'all made me think of, like, the black label and blue label and red label.
Johnny Walker?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, I wanted to get the Johnny Walker, the limited edition for the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I think this is probably 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Up in, like, the last season, they did a collab.
Yeah, with... Yeah. Have you guys ever had Johnny Walker?
Yeah.
I have not. Is it smooth? What's it like?
Sure, it's smooth.
Sure.
In quotes.
There's
I mean, I like it.
I'm not a drinker, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, he can't drink.
I can't appreciate. No, I can't appreciate. I can drink. I can't. No,
you can't. You'll literally die.
I will die.
You'll die. Bro, I've seen you almost die.
No.
Bro, you and Death, y'all were homies.
We are homies. That's why he doesn't let me die.
I watched these YouTube videos. It was like drinking like a Churchill challenge. Like you had to drink like Winston Churchill for a day.
What the fuck?
And these people are all like, yeah, they get like halfway through it and they're like, I can't do this. This dude would drink so much Johnny Walker and like champagne.
In a day?
Yeah.
The hardest working liver during World War II.
Yeah. Yeah, they get like halfway through and they're like, this sucks. I can't do it.
What's the quantity?
I'll look it up, but it's like a
two
lot.
Bottles a day, you imagine?
I think he drinks like two bottles of champagne a day.
Oh, God.
Bro, I split five with a friend, and so that's 2.5 on me, bro. I was dying.
But you got to mix in the Johnny Walker in, too.
Oh, fuck no, dude. I did a shot, too.
And you have to, like, chief, like, a ton of cigars. Dude,
see, like, I can do one cigar, no, and I get nauseous. I'm done for the day.
Yep. Extremely hungover next day. I haven't done a cigar since college.
We did a cigar last weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Dude, it was, so my homegirl went to an Aston Martin event, like, the car.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a dude straight up rolling fresh cigars, like, on the spot.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And they were free.
Free?
Yeah, because...
Did you cop some?
We got to smoke one on July 4th.
Did you cop another one?
No, I mean, I wasn't there. But it was an Aston Martin event, so yeah, bougie.
Aston Martin.
Y'all can't hear my eyes blinking, music. But I'm blinking like a motherfucker right now.
Yeah, remember Aston Martin music by Rick Ross?
No.
Oh, the Telephone Don?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, bro.
I know a thing or two.
Yeah.
I put Molly all in her champagne.
She ain't even know it. What? Yes, I agree. Just show me. Show me.
Show me what you got.
History is giddy. Beep boop beep boop beep boop bop.
What's new with y'all? I haven't seen y'all in a minute.
Smoke.
You been smoking?
No.
Oh.
Dude, just to show me how much you fucking drink.
Well, I'm moving next week, so that's what's new with me.
Oh, true. Where are you moving to?
Oh, I'm moving from Boston to Springfield.
Oh, word. You got any roommates?
Nah, I'm going to pretend like they don't exist.
Word.
They seem aight. The guy seems, I don't know, kind of sus.
Dude, I run this shit. I brought you when I could take you out.
Hey, bro, just don't go into a room when I'm not here, dog.
No promises.
What the fuck?
What?
Hey, I'm gonna talk to Christina and be like, can I get a lock and key for my door?
No.
So he would drink about 6 glasses of champagne or wine daily with with 5 to 6 ounces of whiskey or brandy spread over 12 to 15 hours.
5 to 6 ounces. I'm pretty sure that's only 2 shots. Not 2 shots. 3 shots.
No, that's right. Because he would drink.
That's like a full, like one really full whiskey glass.
I'm just saying, like, how many beverages of alcohol? 1 shot is 1 alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
So that's like 3 drinks plus the other 6. So he had like 9 to 10 drinks a day.
Yeah, he'd like 4 to 6 shots every day and then, yeah.
God damn.
And 6 glasses of champagne.
How is he not hungover the next... Wait, but you have like 24 hours to drink it all?
12 to 15 hours.
So like in his...
Oh, that's
like,
not that bad. Like 12 to 15, day. I could do that.
Yeah, you really space it out.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
I'm just saying, like, when I go camping, I wake up and the first thing I reach for is alcohol.
Yeah, cause that's what he do.
I'm on vacation, like we're going on this beach trip.
Yeah,
bitch, you better know I'm gonna have a beer right next to me when I wake up.
Nice shower beers.
Yeah, let's
shower
go. Beers. Shower party.
Yeah,
about that.
Ain't no party like a shower party. Where are we talking? Oh, what's new with me? Yeah, not a whole lot. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Yeah, I'm trying to think what's new in the hood. Not a whole lot. So.
Oh, did you get the bands?
I get I'm going to pick them up after.
Oh, I thought you got them already.
This. Nope.
Oh,
he didn't open till 11, so.
Oh, shit. I was going to say, like, bro, like, let me see him.
We can all go together.
No, I got to go home and move out. My mom's kicking me out now, officially.
Officially. Wow.
Yeah, I thought you moved here.
Yeah, but I've been here for, like, almost a year.
You have something there?
Yeah, I got a bunch of shit there.
I don't know that.
Dude, I have like clothes here and that's it. I got
Do you need help moving?
No, do not go in my room. It's disgusting.
You should just be like, just call your mom, be like, just throw it away. I'm not picking it up.
Yeah. People are like, oh, how bad could your room be? Like, dude, I was not in a good like mindset. Like,
oh, like your room at your parents' house?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're in incel mode.
No, not incel mode, but it's just like I guess it was I don't know. It's like a high anxiety, like depressive kind of.
You That's
know
what I mean? As long as there's not food, I'm okay with it.
Dog. Yeah, no, nah, I don't. It's not food.
Is it know? Like skeet everywhere?
No.
Then I don't
Crusty
care.
Crusty bed sheets,
probably
Crusty
socks.
Hey, Donovan, can you tell the people about the sock about on the ceiling?
No.
Let's just leave it there.
Yeah.
It's your imagination's audience.
But nah, man, like, I used to, like, you know, back in the day, I used to work, like, 70. At one point, I was working, like, 80 hours a week.
Fuck.
You know what I mean? And, you know, so it's like, fuck. It's like a rinse and repeat. I go home, fucking.
Yeah, that's super depressing.
I would lay down some nights, and I would wake up in my fucking work clothes. I'm like, fuck, well, time to go back.
Yep. So. I felt that. 60 hours for a couple weeks, I was dying.
Damn. Fuck that.
Yeah, one day I woke up 3 hours late. I was like, oh, nope, definitely burning out.
Dude, I did that for a month, the 70 to 80 hours a week. And then I was working like 60 something for almost a year.
God fucking damn. I'm sorry, dog. That's rough.
It's all good. That's why I changed career paths.
Yes, sir.
I got a job.
Again? Whose dog?
Whose dog is this?
I'm doing cocaine off of Donovan Cities.
No, you're not. All
right.
It wouldn't sound like that. It sounded like.
Yeah, that's for legal purposes. Like. That was a joke.
Yeah.
Because I watched Scarface one time and I know what it sounds like.
Say hello to my little friend.
For legal reasons, that was a joke.
This was
it doesn't even matter.
This is a good ass song.
Should we have like a fucking new segment karaoke?
The karaoke
one song
hour.
Karaoke. And we just pick a song and we just sing it.
That'd be fun.
The whole damn song.
Yeah,
dude. Why fuck. Not? Why not?
It's our show. Though. Why yeah, not?
Do whatever the fuck we want. Who's going to tell us no? You can't do that.
Yeah, we only
me or Anthony. 9 times out of 10, we always say yes.
Yeah,
dude, you think it would be cool? Yeah, dude, go for it.
Fuck it, man.
Let's do it.
Fuck it. Yes, that was Donovan in his room.
What?
Just listening to Linkin Park, sad as shit. It doesn't even matter.
Not a phase, Mom.
It's a lifestyle.
Don't fucking touch my Green Day CDs.
No, Mom.
Guys, have you heard of Mayday Parade?
Oh, my God.
Are you guys hip?
To Mayday?
Mayday Parade?
I don't think so.
That is like it. Sad white girl music. You'll play me some, please.
Wait, is DJ that the one?
Jamie All Over, please.
Jamie All Over?
Yeah.
You got it, Chief. Mayday Parade. Oh, that's their top song.
I had a dream last night. We drove out to see Las Vegas. We lost ourselves in the bright lights. I wish you could have seen us.
This is one of their more upbeat songs, though, I have to say.
Wait, are these the people who, when I was younger?
No.
What's that?
That's My Chemical Romance.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city
to suck on some titties.
Yo,
gee, Mick, I'm taking Max to a parade later.
We might do some E and cut her wrist.
Whoa. Depression escalates.
Gee, Goof.
Dude, oh my God. So, like, I was... Uh-huh. Okay, so like, do you guys eavesdrop on strangers like in public?
I try not to, but like when they're speaking Spanish, I'm like
very
fuck.
Loud.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's like you just can't help but hear the conversation.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, why are you talking so loud?
Okay, so I was
I don't care if I eat her ass, bro.
I was at this party. <You know? laughs> I was at this party one time, and this girl's like, "Yeah, so like, do you remember that like?" Hot teacher back in high school. After I graduated, I went back and fucked him.
Ew.
I was like, yo. And she's
you
like,
just telling people that?
Huh?
And damn, in my mind, I'd be like, damn, you just telling people
the girl
that?
Was just talking about it. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Is she over? Was she over age? So that's really not what matters.
I don't know, dude. What am I going to do? Jump in and ask?
Just be like, hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, I think your story is really interesting. Could you tell it again, like, in more detail?
Just be like, for legal reasons, I'm obligated to ask you because my responsibility is the police.
Hey, but can,
like,
I see your driver's license real quick?
No, but the thing is, like, it kept getting spicy. She's like, yeah. So, like, he told me to come over as soon as his wife left.
Ew.
I was like, bro, what the fuck? I was like, oh, my God. Dude, I had to walk away. I was like, I can't.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Gross. And people just talk about that.
Yeah, like super casually.
Just cash.
Like, what's it called? The grooming or whatever? That shit makes me uncomfortable, though.
Yeah, that could... Some might say that could be grooming.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have some kind of tension between you to go back.
Right.
Like, you don't just go back and go, yeah, hey, I'm going to fuck you.
And then the teacher's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say no to some free puss.
Yeah.
Free pussy? No, thanks. Not for me. You know?
No, thank you, ma'am.
No, he gets like really bashful, like rubs. He's like, no, I don't want.
No, you gotta do the finger thing, like,
the finger touching.
Or, yeah. Or like, you know, like when like cartoons shows like the little kid, he's like, no, not for me.
Yeah. Like playing fuzzies with himself.
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm no.
I couldn't sweat.
No, no, no. No, no, no. No pussy. No pussy for you. No, no, no.
No, no.
No, no. I stay.
No, I stay. I stay? I watch?
I be quiet?
That was when Peter took over Consuela's job.
Oh my
god. He like went into a motel room and he's like, housekeeping. He's like, no, we don't want any housekeeping. He's like, no, we don't want any housekeeping. And he opens the door and she's like, I come in? He's like, no, I come in anyway. He's like, dude, what the fuck? And he's like, I watch, I stay, I be really quiet, I join. And then they're both like, okay.
You're gonna offer that, why not?
Oh, nice. Nice, dude. Nice cock.
Show me your moves.
Show me your moves. Show me your cock.
Show me your boobs.
Show me your boobs.
He pull out your cock. Chocolate. Pulls out a dick. Chocolate eclair.
Chocolate eclair.
Dude, what? Oh, my God. What move was that when we would hear, like, chocolate eclair? We kept geeking about it.
It was Roy, right? From Smash Brothers?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was still Captain Falcon.
No, it's talking to the mic, bro.
What? Oh.
You're too far.
You're too far.
No, it was like Roy or... it wasn't Marth.
Was it Ganon?
No.
Was it Ike?
Oh, it was either Roy or Ike. And it was like, yeah.
One of the two. He would do his move and he was like, chocolate eclair.
Yeah.
Chocolate
eclair. I know. It's not what he's saying.
I know.
It's just what it sounds like.
Ike. From Smash Brothers.
Bro, on my way here, I was like, fuck, all right, before I leave Donovan's house, I gotta grab breakfast. And then I was like, no, we're eating there, so don't eat breakfast.
We're eating here?
I thought we were. I thought you said we were making breakfast. Are we not making breakfast?
No.
Fuck! I'm hungry.
You can make breakfast.
It's all good. I'll just grab something on my way out.
Nah, I got eggs and bakey.
No, it's all good.
No, I just cook it because like the bacon's gonna go bad, so do me a favor.
No. Like, I deadass thought you said we were gonna make French toast.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
Bitch.
Because my girl's at work anyways, so she wouldn't be here to enjoy it with us.
Okay. Not disrespectful to her, but you could enjoy it without her and then make some for her later.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time. I would just feel bad because she likes it. So, and she won't eat it if it's not fresh.
That's fine. That's what I'm saying. Save some ingredients for later.
I'm not going to fucking bust all that shit out again for later.
Damn, I...
It's like a whole ordeal. I'll make it for the beach trip, though.
But
we're busting out.
Bus.
Man, there's a lot of people though. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to.
Ike in 8 minutes.
What the fuck?
I'm trying to find the chocolate eclair thing, man.
Chocolate eclair. I have a new friend suggestion on Facebook.
I don't like the friend suggestion.
You called me an hour ago.
Yeah.
What'd you call me for?
I wanted to know if the spot was taken, and then Anthony texted, hey, the spot's taken.
Oh yeah.
So I parked across the street.
Yo. Have Anthony drive you back.
I mean, if it's raining, yeah, but otherwise I'm straight.
What would you type? Like Ike smash words? Smash
or
bro.
Like voiceover or like, yeah, something
smash
like that.
Smash bro, voice dialogue. Let's try that. Voice dialogue.
Wow, so formal. Voice dialogue.
Show me your boobs.
Show me your titties.
What does Ike say in Super Smash Bros? Great ether? I don't know, bro.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
All right, let's see what this little video shows us, bro. I'ma get the fuck up out of here. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Dead air. Have content.
I know, bro. I'm trying to figure this shit out, man. Hey, chocolate eclair.
Hey, Richard, what are you wearing?
Fit check.
Fit Boomer. Check.
What?
Boomer.
Oh, I thought you said booby. I was like, what?
Booby.
I think you said boomer. I was like, I'm not that old, dog. I was like, fuck.
Richard's like, fuck you.
That hurt. My pride and ego, dog.
What are you wearing?
Break it down, okay, bro.
Deadass though I am.
That you're not wearing anything else? You're wearing two chains.
You going straight commando?
Two chains.
Yeah. Hold on, let me see. What is that? Is that Nike? I think I'm wearing Nike boxers.
Bike?
And then some Adidas socks.
I'm more of a Hanes man myself.
Same. Oh nah, bro. I like Poppy.
That's dude, I really brand. Like Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren.
I like Ethica. Ethica is comfortable. Or
you guys are speaking a different language to me.
Puma? There's what is Costco it? I think Puma? It's Savage. Oh, yeah. Savage is a good one.
Sauvage.
Too. Yeah, it comes with a robe though.
Oh, Dior Sauvage, great cologne by the way.
Uh-huh. Hey Google, what's
shut up, Google.
Are those golf gloves?
Would you? Do? Yeah,
he literally handed it to me. I was like, "What the fuck?
Did you race over here?
My driving gloves.
Your driving gloves? Yeah.
No, it was okay, out of my racer. Golf. It was out of my golf bag.
Speed racer. People are coming around on the Speed Racer movie.
Oh, there's
what
new
do you
one?
Mean? Like the one that came out
like 10 years ago?
The newer
what the
one?
Fuck
yeah, the one that came out like.
What do you mean they're coming around to it?
Like people, you know,
they used to shit on it, or yeah, now they're like,
you know what? It wasn't that bad. Yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad. I enjoyed it watching it growing up.
Yeah, I forgot that the dad was John Goodman. Yeah.
Nah, I'm not. Okay. I'm not huge into celebrities like that. Or
yeah,
actors.
I was gonna say you know the people.
Has anyone seen the Elvis movie?
No.
I want to.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, this kind of looks like a. I saw the trailer. And I'm like, this looks like.
Are they gonna? Is Hollywood gonna like whitewash history? Or
I mean,
they've been better about it.
Elvis was whitewashing history.
Well, yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
But like, really, like leaning into. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Just watch the movie and find out.
Yeah, I guess
so.
Find out.
Oh, mama. It's me, the king.
Nah, it looks dope, though.
That's more Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
Who was based off Elvis.
Yeah. Yo, but Disney's been doing pretty good, man. We were watching...
fuck Disney.
No, we were watching...
you know who else hates Disney? The king. Me.
Hold on. Shh, it's quiet time. I'm holding the non-talking vape.
Fuck you.
I'm holding the talking vape, so I get to go.
You just get to take a little hit, and then you get to talk.
You can only talk
and
if
you're
smoking.
You can only talk as the smoke's coming out. Once the smoke's gone, you gotta pass the vape.
So dudes are just taking this like big ass hit so they can just talk.
Oh yeah. Go.
So Shang-Chi, I can't talk. It's too spicy. No, but Shang, like, we were watching Shang-Chi, and then, like, there was a lot of nods, too. Oh, my God.
My man's been that nicotine high. That.
I need oxygen.
give him mouth to mouth.
Yes, please. No, there's a lot of, like, Asian, as like, I culture references. So, like, they had, like, the Kung Fu Hustle poster on the wall.
Yeah.
That's like an OG. Like, if you were a kid, you watched that growth.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You watched that shit growing up. Shaolin? Yeah, Shaolin Soccer.
Shaolin Soccer rocks.
Yeah, Shaolin Soccer. There was, oh my God. So, like, they did a spoof on Chinese movies that were, like, Americanized. Because they, you know how they, like, redub it, but the lips don't match at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It was called, Kung Pao, Enter the Fist or something like that.
Yes. Oh my God.
Do you guys remember that shit?
Yeah.
Bird. Homeboys grab fucking groundhogs and put them in nunchucks.
Tiger.
Classic.
Bird. You guys don't know that scene?
No.
It's a dude, he's looking at like a scroll. He's like an art scroll.
Right.
And he's just like, he's looking at it and he's like, and like they're panning the camera over it. And he's like, bird. It's like a crane that's painted on there. He's like, bird, tiger.
Tiger. No,
I got to find that.
You know who else knows karate? The king.
Wee, wee, wee. Do you remember the old man? And then his daughter. Yeah, and he's like, wee, wee. And he's like, oh, you must be related.
Dude, that shit had me fucking dying, bro.
Hold on.
I thought you tried to be Patrick from SpongeBob. No. When he's looking for that,
enter the fist.
Fuck, what is it?
Oh, what? Wee woo, wee woo.
Yeah. And, that's what I thought it was.
He saw the wanted poster and then he was like, there's someone in front of me.
He's just standing there menacingly.
Anthony, you can play this.
Yes, chef.
I'm tight.
Flip it around. Everybody can see it.
Yeah, chef.
So you guys know what I'm talking about.
There it is. Kung Pao into the fist. Tiger. All right. Please don't give me a fucking ad.
Tiger. Tiger, tiger, tiger. Bird. Birdie. Birdie.
That was the scene.
So stupid.
What the fuck was that?
The whole movie is like that. He's like, almighty three boob lady.
Oh my God.
There's a chick. Oh no, she's either got three boobs or like one uniboob.
Yeah.
He's like, uniboob lady, what do I do? She's like his spirit guide or something.
She's supposed to be a goddess or something?
I guess, but she's like, you need to save the world from this great evil. That was the dude reading the scrolls. He was the great evil.
Yes, he's the great evil?
Yes.
The tiger bird guy.
Tiger bird.
Birdie bird.
Dude, where'd you watch that on?
Dude, I don't remember. It was on, oh my God. I don't know. It was back when we had cable. And oh, it was okay. Like,
yeah, it was just on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when I got to rewatch.
I think I saw it on Netflix at one point. I was like, no fucking way.
They had Kung Fu Hustle on
Hell yeah.
Netflix?
I watched the shit out of
that. It'd be like that.
Yeah, why don't they just make porn, stream porn?
It's only on Tube. It's on Tube, too.
That's when you got to hit her with the, you want to come over and watch porn on my flat screen mirror?
Your flat?
Oh, I get it. I get it. I get it.
I get it.
No, thank you.
Oh,
why are you crying? I said no, thank you.
I get a little emotional, dog.
I try to let you down nice.
I think that's the politest way you could do that. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'm not interested. Thanks,
no,
though.
No, not for me. No, man. Oh, man. You want to have what?
I don't know.
I don't know. You want me?
Mom warned me about girls like you.
Mama warned me about women like you. I hope she was right.
Johnny Bravo.
Yeah.
Yo, Johnny Bravo was wild looking back at it. I was like, bruh.
Hey, little mama.
Oh my God. And that little girl that was like following around and obsessed with him. Dude, I remember he would like look at her and he's like, maybe in 10 years.
Oh,
dude,
no.
I think that was a scene.
No. Canceled.
I'm pretty sure. Canceled.
Oh, mama. Oh, mama.
For legal reasons, that was not okay.
I think every movie could benefit from like Elvis just being green screened in. You know how funny that would be? Like, just give me a movie and I'll riff. I'll try to riff.
Django.
Okay.
Hey, yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Oh, mama, they're saying words I can't say now.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, man. Who's that handsome guy? Oh, wait, it's just me. There's a handsome guy in my house. Oh, wait a second, cancel that.
It's only me. Stupid.
Oh, mama. Oh, mama, there's a man here named Monsieur Candy. I don't think I like him too much. I have to show him some karate. Come on, Django, let's get out of here. All right, give me another one. I could do this all day, dude. I could beat this fucking horse to death. All
right, bro. Atlantis.
Kung Fu Hustle.
Holy shit.
That's a good one.
Which one?
Kung Fu Hustle, yeah.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Dead air.
You don't know about it? Or?
I never really watched Kung Fu Hustle. I know
Shaolin Soccer, then.
Oh, mama, they're doing karate and soccer? Something for the king. I don't know too much about this soccer, but the king knows something about karate. Come on, man, put me in here. Let's score some goals.
Who's that pretty bald lady.
Hey. Yeah, see, there we go. See, every movie could benefit from Elvis. Oh, mama.
I've got a burning love.
I'm just a hunk of burning love.
Oh, my.
Hey, bust. Yeah. Yeah, good old Elvis.
There was another movie coming out that I wanted to see.
Oh, I want to see fucking Bullet Train. Brad Pitt.
Bullet Train. It's like an action. He's like an assassin, but there's also like five other assassins all on the train.
Yeah.
Bro,
it's like Murder on the Nile, but potentially cooler.
Yeah.
That's the railroad industry trying to come down.
Trying to what down?
Come.
Bus down?
Okay, Tatiana.
Bus.
Thoughty. Bro, why are you such a thoughty hottie?
Thoughts love trains, right? Right, guys?
Yeah.
Thoughts love trains.
Because like they want to get a train.
Dude, it clicked.
If that's your kink, that's okay, Donovan.
Oh, no.
Hey, real question. Would you run a train on Donovan, yes or no? Rich, go.
Let us know in the comments below.
Rich, I got to put you on the spot, bro.
Yo, if we hit no, one like, light, we'll do it.
Wait, what? Hey, yo, stop. No. I don't care how many listeners you get. I'm not running a train
on
you,
dog. The first subscriber can watch. Dude, that'd be awesome if Amtrak was like thoughts love trains. That would be so fucking awesome. Metro did it. Can you imagine? You just see on like the Green Line train, thoughts love trains, ride Metro today.
That's out of pocket, dog.
Why are you playing footsie with me?
It's so awesome.
Hey, dog, find me on Foot Finder. What's up?
Oh, man, I'm so fucking funny. It's insane. Thoughts love trains.
Oh, there's also the new Black Adam movie with
The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne. Is it two syllables or one syllable?
Dwayne.
Or is it Dwayne?
Dwayne.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I would just call him The Pebble.
Le Pebble.
The Stone.
Babane Babak.
The Stone. Oh, mama, there's a man flying up there. I have to show him some of my karate.
I'm like scrolling through my YouTube.
Is Black Adam a good guy or a bad guy?
He's a bad guy. Seven
Lee
Sins.
He was the fallen
Shazam.
Shazam's enemy, right?
Yeah. Remember when have you guys seen the first Shazam?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
No? All right, never mind. Yo, it's on HBO.
You can watch it.
Who's playing him? Jimmy Kimmel?
Spoilers.
Here's a funny video, guys.
Was it? I don't know. I think Jimmy Kimmel.
It's not Jimmy Kimmel's fucking
with
you.
From the late night show.
Where's he from again?
Who?
I think it's the dude who plays as the dude in like The Office.
What?
Jim? It's not Jim.
No,
it's not Jim.
No, it's not him.
It's not Andy.
Oh my god. It's definitely not Andy.
Bro, it could be. I believe in Andy.
He's from I swear I've seen a film somewhere, bro.
Zachary Levi.
Bro's really named after jeans.
When the pants so good, you got to make it a last name.
Oh, he was Chuck.
From Chuck and Larry?
No, from the show Chuck.
Oh. I was like, no, it wasn't.
That's Zachary Levi Pugh is an American.
Sam Adams.
Alvin and the Chipmunks? Oh, he... No, that wasn't...
Party Rock is in the...
Have you heard Thor the Dark World?
Some might say the worst Thor.
He was Entangled.
Oh, who's he Entangled?
The guy.
Was he the lead?
Oh, was he the chameleon?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was Flynn Rider.
Oh. Flynn Rider, City Boys.
Or we find out at the end of the movie, Eugene.
Yeah. If I get another fucking ad, oh my god, I might just have to start paying for YouTube Premium.
Fuck that.
No, you're right.
Damn, you so rich you can afford that shit, bro.
Yeah, imagine having enough fuck you money. He's like, you know what? I don't want ads on YouTube.
Fuck that. Yeah, right. I'll just pay.
It's not that bad.
Ugh, terrible. and we gonna make you lose your mind.
How did you guys feel when they were announcing the new Chipmunks movie?
Ugh, I didn't care.
Yeah.
I did like that David Lee was in it. He was the dad.
But I remember like the Chipmunks voice, the parodies songs were coming back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That got old real fast.
Party rock is in your house tonight.
Mm. So, folks. Damn. Let's just go through my inbox real quick. What are we at? What are we at, folks?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man, we're not even at an hour.
Fuck!
Oh, my God, so burpy.
Damn, bro.
We're going to the beach in 2 weeks.
That's fuck exciting. Yeah.
Holy shit, I need to put in my fucking leave, bro.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck, dog? Yeah, bro, you fucked up, dog.
No, because I wasn't sure. I mean, because, like, Fridays, I only have one meeting in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, you just had to put it in for Friday, then.
I just need to put it in for Monday, because I'd like to have that buffer day when I get back from vacation.
You need a vacation from the vacation.
Exactly.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I get that.
Yeah.
The fuck,
you guys don't do that?
No.
I raw dog it in, dog. If I fly, I do.
Nope. Bro, 1 year I came back from Chicago, went home
it's Chicago.
At 3 in the morning, woke up at 5, went to work at 6.
Fuck that.
Worked
fuck
a double. Jeez, it was my birthday. Dude, what's up, bitch?
That's why I need the buffer day, man.
I know.
Nah, dog, that was an instant nut. Work a double, 16 hours on 3 hours of sleep. That's when I had life in me. Now, you can't see life in my eyes, dog. Called it depression.
Okay, that didn't play what I wanted it to play.
Hey, calm down.
Let's just spin some fucking tunes, man. I don't know why we're working harder.
Work smarter, not harder.
And you like G Herbo?
I just know that one song he's featured on with Young Dolph, One Scale. Yeah.
Dude, I need to get you hip.
Yeah, I know, dude. I'm a square. Let's go, girls. All right, let's give me another one.
What?
Are you a square because you're not around? Oh, that's a good-ass song.
Yeah, dude.
I like it.
The Grease soundtrack's awesome.
Yeah. I like oldies.
Yeah. I've been listening to, I've always been a Frank Sinatra fan.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, dude, let's spend some fucking Frank. Broken.
Bro, don't skip the song, dog.
We're going to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. My God, we're not that desperate for time.
Bro.
I love Grease, man. The movie's so fucking funny.
Never seen it. It is good.
You never seen Grease, dog?
No. Wow. What the fuck, bro?
It's the only musical that matters.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of the best musicals I've ever seen. I would recommend it.
The only thing that I've ever seen was on a movie clip.
Or Sweeney Todd.
Fuck Sweeney Todd.
It's not like the best movie ever, but it's a
decent movie. No, it's the best movie ever.
No, bro, because now you're going to set the expectations too high, and then he's
going
to watch
it. Bro, they had 30-year-olds playing 18-year-olds with like 5 o'clock shadow. It's so funny.
Wasn't the dude from Pulp Fiction in there?
Yeah, John Travolta.
Yeah.
He's Danny Zuko.
Yep.
Sandy!
And the best part of that movie is he's got to hit that high note.
I can sing high. I can sing high.
No summer nights. That's like how he hit. It's so funny. Tell me.
There's so much effort into that note. Bro, you need to stop smoking in this house, bro.
Here we go.
It's a non-smoking residence.
Well, that's life.
That's life.
I'm parodying the song.
According to my lease, we're not allowed to smoke in this facility, sir. That's what
all the people say. Oh, Blue Eyes.
Yeah, this is you're riding high in
April. Shot down in May. But I know you know who I've been getting into? Billy Joel, man. I'm in my Billy Joel era. The piano man. When I'm back on
top. Back on top. Didn't he make Vienna?
Yes, yeah. It's awesome. That whole album's awesome. Yeah. The Stranger, yeah. And as funny as it
may seem, who is this?
Frank.
When I listen to Vienna, like I just think of like a come up. Like, but I don't let it
get me down. I might get that one.
Fuck.
This final world, it keeps spinning around.
Best part of the song.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing.
DJ, run that back. What the fuck you know about Billy Joel? Put your fucking hands up. Let's go.
Have you seen J. Cole's Puma commercial?
Mm-mm.
This song was up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Slow down, you crazy.
Damn, I haven't heard this song in so long.
Yeah.
Juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still
ladies, if you're
so
yearning
afraid
for something more, put your fucking hands up.
Where's the fire? What's the hurry?
Fellas, if you feel like you're burnt out, I said burnt out, put a dollar in the air.
Only so many hours in a day.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, the man, the legend. Hello, you're on the podcast. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Before you're, it was you're like in the...
You're on the pod.
Yeah, you're on the pod.
It's like you're literally
like in the
pod.
Mixer. We can hear you in our headphones.
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
How is all my favorite human beings in the world doing?
Good, man. How
are
you?
We're doing
all right. Let me turn you up real
are you
quick.
Doing? Hold on. Okay. It's great to hear, Anthony. You're doing good. Why are you doing all right, Donovan?
Because.
Oof.
I like that reason, man. Don't worry, man. Don't worry.
Yeah.
How you
been,
doing,
brother?
Buddy?
You been good?
Fuck, I got hair in my fucking coffee. God damn it.
Oh, now he's not doing good.
Somebody pissed in your coffee?
You got hair.
Yeah.
Oh, a hair. Is it your hair?
Is it the dog's hair?
Yeah. I don't know.
Or is it
could
a
be, man.
Bro, is it
hair?
White or black? You got two choices.
Or blonde. It could be a female's.
Hey, is it one of your hoes?
Whoa! I got none. I don't know what you're talking about.
A true player.
He's pleading the fifth.
What up, dog?
Suki's ASAP.
How you been?
He has hella hoes, right?
Yeah. All right, now I'm hanging in there, ready for this vacation.
That's good to hear. Why are we having two separate conversations? Anyways, how long are you guys gonna be potting for?
About 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. What you guys do to the week? I'll be on here.
Oh, we're bringing it back. All right, we just talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about how
too.
We had done segments in a hot minute.
Go ahead, Suki, start us off while we think and scramble.
No, I'm the guest here. You guys start first.
Dude, you don't have anybody. If you
I
got
bet,
somebody,
I'll
do
start,
it now.
I got it. I got one.
All right,
y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, anyways, my dude of the week is going to be my boy, Justin.
Shout out, Foot Finder.
Hey, shout out, Justin. He helped me out, and he worked on the 3rd of July, which is like the holiday
covered
weekend.
Your shift?
Yeah, so I swapped shifts with him, and I worked last night. That's why I closed.
Yo, that's a real homie swapping on a holiday.
Yo, for real, dead ass. Because I was like, fuck, I'm out of town. I can't even do it, Russ. I would have just done it.
Dead ass.
Yeah, spending too much time with your hoes, man. I see how it is.
Oh, chill. I'm not got no hoes.
I might think I'm just going to play hella hoes.
I was telling the guys earlier, disregard romance, acquire financial stability.
That's true. That's facts right there.
Dude. Yeah, Donovan and I say
from
both.
Donovan's book?
Yeah, Donovan and I, Anthony and I say both.
Why not both?
Why can't you have both?
Yeah.
Be greedy a little
true.
Bit.
That's true. Have a balance.
There's no balance.
Yeah,
you just 100% both.
And can save the world.
Stupid.
All right, who's up, though? Who's got a dude of the week?
My dude of the week are the Baltimore Orioles.
Why?
Aren't
they ass?
No, bro, they're winning.
They can still be ass.
Yeah, I mean, fuck you. They're winning.
They're from the Mo, bro.
They're from the Mo. Charm City, baby. Yeah, Danny Ocean.
Oh, God.
Crabs in the ocean, Bookie? Baby. Go O's.
Oh, my God. Going back to what Rich said, I just came up in my head. I was like, work, relationships, social life. Mental health. All four nations just to live in harmony until anxiety attacked.
Anxiety.
You may not know this about me, but I have crippling depression.
Who's the fucking avatar, bro?
Huh?
Who's the one who's going to save us from that?
Rodney Dangerfield should be the Avatar.
I should be the Avatar.
Hey, buddy.
Avatar.
Hey, buddy, this earth wind, this earth bending ain't too half bad.
Yeah, can you imagine if you can bend depression? Like hit someone with depression?
What the fuck?
What the, fuck? The emotions bender. Yeah. I guess like just being a woman.
Oh, hey, yo! Let's go! Oh, yo! Manipulation, manipulation. Yo, hey, we hit the social horn.
Woo! Damn.
Oh my god.
That was a good one, man.
Yeah. Fire.
That was good.
Oh shit. Oh, there we go. All right. Who's up for dude of the week?
You.
Oh, I said the O's.
Oh yeah, the O's. They're having a losing record, but hey, I appreciate it.
They're like they won like five in a row right now, man.
Oh, are they gonna pull off the Nets run from 2019?
Yes, I believe.
Let's go.
I would say shout out one of the managers that's been holding my hand basically this whole time since I started off like flying solo since
your guide.
Yeah, so he's been like he's been like breaking it down and like showing me the ropes from like square one. So that's my dude.
Nice,
bro. You're like Avatar Roku, or he's like Avatar Roku.
Exactly.
And you're Aang.
Yeah.
It all comes back to Avatar.
Avatar is everything.
Blue people.
No.
Yo, the second one's coming out. That's the one I wanted to see.
Oh, yeah.
I think the second one was coming out this year or next year.
Fuck, man.
Bro, we're already like 60% through the year, which means.
Yeah, next year.
Well, yeah, but then I have to wait a whole nother because it's December.
Oh, fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
December 16th.
Oh, December 16th. Yo, my birthday?
2023, right?
2012.
2022.
Oh, so it's coming out this year.
Oh, word?
Yeah, Avatar 2, right?
You heard it here first, folks. Avatar 2, this year, this year, this year.
Number one movie of the century.
What the fuck? It's going to be Avatar 3?
In a world.
Dude, they have like four or five lined up.
Imagine a world.
Imagine a world where blue creatures fight for precious metals. But the U.S. Army wants to instead. Right now,
the second one's not going to be better than the first one. I haven't even seen the first one.
Yeah. What the fuck? Avatar? What the fuck? You can't say that, dog.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's coming out on your birthday this year.
Hey, birthday celebration. Party. Let's go, girlies.
Yeah, and see, and they have the official release date for Avatar 3.
What about Avatar 2, the Aang?
Avatar 3 is 2024.
They got to remake that shit.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, bro. I heard so much bad shit about it.
Yeah, dude, like the first Avatar live action. Dude,
that shit was A's.
Like straight.
Like non-edible booty?
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, that shit was like. No tropical wipe, booty blast.
Hey, yo, swamp ass with mosquito residue.
Hey, yo, for Fabrizio's birthday, we're going to go watch Avatar.
That's right. I might actually be down to celebrate it this year, so.
Nice.
Let's go.
You heard it on here first, folks.
Blue people.
Let's go. That. Imagine a world where blue alien creatures want to fight for precious metal, and a man
turns
into
one. Well, they're
not
fighting for the precious metal. I don't think they cared.
And then he gets to have sex with one by touching their hair braids.
Hey, yeah.
So are you talking about the? Are you
yo, imagine there's just
and,
fucking smooth
like Indians now.
What? I can't.
Are you talking about the pilgrims and the Indians now? Is
that's kind of what Avatar was pilgrim and Indians.
Yeah,
Native Americans, bro.
Yeah. Hey, I have my card.
American
chill out.
Indians, bro.
Hey, bro. Stop talking about colonizers, bro. We're anti-colonizers here.
Yeah, everyone looks at Anthony. hey, come on, fellas.
This isn't fair.
Welcome to our realm.
Come on, guys. Oh, we all liked each other here.
You have summoned me.
I came. Just like,
what?
Isn't Independence Day where we're just, like, bragging it in front of a British, like, England state that, like, we kind of fucking... off of you.
Yeah, that's what Independence Day is.
That's what 100%. Independence means. We're like, fuck the colonizers.
Yeah, so yeah, we're just kind of bragging it. So we're holding this, like,
it's true.
How many years has it been? Like, how many years has it been?
Never forget.
2012 years.
You realize your birthday is basically you telling your mom, because she's the colonizer, that fuck that bitch.
Wasn't your dad technically the colonizer?
Yeah, your dad.
Because he conquered? I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ew, bro. No,
he came,
not like
he
this.
Saw, he conquered, folks.
He literally came.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Yo, what if it's the other way around, man? Hey,
women
no,
can't come.
No, what if the guy didn't want to, and then all some shit that happened, now the guy's tied down?
Due to political issues recently, I'm going to opt out just to make a statement on that comment.
Yeah.
And to be full disclosure, I totally blanked out. I was not paying attention to your
question. Yeah, I'm kind of focused on my girls can't come, or women can't come, oh my God, comment, so.
Wait, what was your question?
Do you like sex?
What, mine?
No,
absolutely that was not the question.
No,
yeah,
not
yours, Suki. What was your question?
Not me.
I totally forgot what was the question.
Oh, my God.
All right, folks, let's get out of here.
That's a wrap. Thank you guys for coming by. Thank you for Suki.
Thanks
Thank
for
you for Fabrizio and Richard
in.
For stopping by and recording with us.
Hold up. Like, let
wait,
me
wait,
get
did Suki and
Dude
put in a guy of the week?
Oh, yeah, Suki, what the fuck?
And Bridge, did you put in a guy of the week?
I'm going to
save it for next
guys.
Episode.
Listen. Here, you. Guys,
he's breaking up.
I love how he's like not skipping the other word.
All right, bye, Suki.
Bye, Suki.
He just hung up on him.
Yeah, Suki, you're hearing this now.
The... Yeah, this one's for Suki.
Yeah.
And we can just fade us out, fade this in.
Hoes, I got hoes. I got hella hoes. I got hoes. Selling dope, and I just bought a chopper.
And that's a wrap.
I'm singing with the boys.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
You.
What's better than this? Guys being disruptive.
Guys, please.